Today is the 28th day of March. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I'm Brian. It is fantastic to be here with you today as we gather again. Every day we get the opportunity to gather like this, and what a privilege that life is as it is, that we would have such a technology in the world that could knit us together the way that it is, so that no matter where we are, we can be together as we immerse ourselves in the scriptures each day. And so, let's do that. We're in the book of Deuteronomy. We're working through Moses' final words, his parting shots, the last things that he has to say to the children of Israel. Today, chapters 9 and 10. Listen, Israel. Today you are about to cross the Jordan to go in and take possession of nations larger and stronger than you, nations with large cities that have fortified walls reaching up to the skies, with people strong and tall. The Anakites, whom you know and about whom you have heard it said, "Who can stand up against the descendants of Anak?" So know today that the Lord your God himself is crossing over in front of you. Like a consuming fire, he will destroy them. He will subdue them before you. You will take possession of their land and destroy them quickly, just as the Lord promised you. When the Lord your God has driven them out before you, do not say in your heart, "Because of my righteousness, the Lord brought me in to take possession of this land," when actually it is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord is handing over their land to you. You are not entering to take possession of their land because of your righteousness or the uprightness of your heart, but because of the wickedness of these nations. The Lord your God is handing over their land to you in order to confirm the promise that the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Know then that it is not because of your righteousness that the Lord your God is giving you this good land to possess, because a stiff-necked people is what you are. Remember, and do not forget how you made the Lord your God angry in the wilderness, from the day that you went out of the land of Egypt until your arrival at this place. You have been rebels against the Lord. Even at Horeb you made the Lord angry. Yes, the Lord was angry enough at you to destroy you. When I went up the mountain to receive the tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant that the Lord made with you, I stayed on the mountain 40 days and 40 nights. I did not eat bread and I did not drink water. Then the Lord gave me the two tablets of stone written with the finger of God, and on them were all the words that the Lord had spoken with you from the middle of the fire on the mountain on the day of the assembly. At the end of the 40 days and 40 nights, the Lord gave me the two tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant. Then the Lord said to me, "Get moving and go down quickly from here, because your people, whom you led out of Egypt, have acted corruptly. They have turned away quickly from the way that I commanded them. They have made for themselves a thing of molten metal." The Lord also said to me, "I have seen these people, and what a stiff-necked people they are. Leave me alone and I will destroy them. I will blot out their name from under the heavens, and I will make you into a nation stronger and more numerous than they." So I turned and went down the mountain with the two tablets of the covenant in my two hands, while the mountain was burning with fire. I saw how you were sinning against the Lord your God by making for yourselves a calf from molten metal, and by quickly turning aside from the way that the Lord your God had commanded you to go. I grabbed the two tablets and I threw them from my two hands and I shattered them right before your eyes. Then I lay face down before the Lord 40 days and 40 nights like the first time. I did not eat bread and I did not drink water, because of all the sin that you committed by doing evil in the eyes of the Lord and making him angry. I was afraid of the heated anger of the Lord, who was angry enough at you to destroy you. but the Lord listened to me again at that time. The Lord was even angry enough with Aaron to destroy him. So I prayed also for Aaron at that time. Then I took that wicked thing you had made, the calf. I burned it with fire and crushed it by grinding it until it was as fine as dust. Then I threw its dust into the gully that goes down from the mountain. Again and again at Taberah and at Massah and at Kibroth Hattaava, you made the Lord angry. Then when the Lord sent you from Kadesh Barnea, and he said, go up and take possession of the land that I have given you, you rebelled against the command of the Lord your God. You did not put your faith in him and you did not obey him. You have been rebels against the Lord ever since I have known you. So I lay face down before the Lord for 40 days and 40 nights. I lay face down because the Lord said he would destroy you. So I prayed to the Lord and said, Lord God, do not destroy your people, your inheritance that you have redeemed by your greatness, whom you brought out of Egypt with a strong hand. Remember your servants, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Do not look at the stubbornness of these people and at their wickedness and their sin. Otherwise, the land out of which you brought us will say, this happened because the Lord did not have the power to bring them to the land that he had promised to them. Or this happened because he hated them and brought them out to kill them in the wilderness. But they are your people and your possession, whom you brought out by your great power and by your outstretched arm. At that time the Lord said to me, cut out two tablets of stone like the first ones, and come up to me on the mountain and make an ark out of wood. Then I will write on the tablets the same words that were on the first ones that you shattered, and you are to put them in the ark. So I made an ark of acacia wood, and I cut two tablets of stone like the first ones, and I went up the mountain with the two tablets in my hands. He wrote on the tablets the same writing as on the first tablets, the Ten Commandments that the Lord had spoken to you on the mountain from the middle of the fire on the day of the assembly. And the Lord gave them to me. I turned and came back down the mountain, and I put the tablets in the ark that I had made. There they are kept as the Lord commanded me to do. The people of Israel traveled from Beeroth Benei Jeachin to Moserah. Aaron died there, and he was buried there, and Eleazar his son served as priest in his place. From there they traveled from Gudgodah, and from Gudgodah to Jotbatah, a land of gullies filled with water. At that time the Lord set apart the tribe of Levi to carry the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, to stand before the Lord and to serve him, and to pronounce a blessing in his name, as they do to this day. That is why Levi did not have an allotment of land and an inheritance with his brothers. The Lord himself is their inheritance, as the Lord your God promised him. I had stayed on the mountain for 40 days and 40 nights like the first time, and the Lord listened to me again on this second occasion. The Lord agreed not to destroy you. So the Lord said to me, set out and continue the journey at the head of the people, and they will enter and take possession of the land that I promised to give them with an oath to their fathers. So now, Israel, what is the Lord your God asking of you? But to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul, to keep the commandments of the Lord and his statutes that I am commanding you today for your own good. Indeed, the heavens and the heaven of heavens, the earth and everything that is on it, these belong to the Lord your God. Still, the Lord attached himself to your fathers, loved them, and he chose their descendants after them. That's you, from all peoples, as it is today. So cut away the tough shell of your sinful nature, and do not be stubborn any longer. The Lord your God is God of gods and Lord of lords, the great God, the mighty one, and the awesome one, who does not show favoritism and does not take a bribe. He carries out justice for the fatherless and widows. He loves the alien who dwells among you and gives him food and clothing. So you are to love the alien because you were aliens in the land of Egypt. Fear the Lord your God, serve him, cling to him, and take your oaths in his name. He is your glory. He is your God who performed for you these great and awesome things that your own eyes have seen. When your fathers went down to Egypt, they numbered 70 people. But now the Lord your God has made you as numerous as the stars of the sky. Luke 8, 4 through 21. As a large crowd was gathering and people from one town after another were making their way to him, he spoke using a parable. A sower went out to sow his seed. As he sowed, some fell along the path. It was trampled, and the birds of the sky devoured it. Other seed fell on rocky ground. As soon as it grew, it withered away, because it had no moisture. Other seed fell among thorns. The thorns grew up with it and choked it. Other seeds fell into good soil. It grew and produced fruit, 100 times as much as was sown. As he said these things, he called out, "Whoever has ears to hear, let him hear." His disciples asked him, "What does this parable mean?" He said, "To you it has been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to the rest I speak in parables, so that even though they see, they may not see, and even though they hear, they may not understand." This is the meaning of the parable. The seed is the word of God. Those along the path are the ones who hear it. But then the devil comes and takes away the word from their hearts to keep them from believing and being saved. Those on the rocky ground are the ones who, when they hear, receive the word with joy, but they have no roots. So they believe for a while, but then fall away in a time of testing. The seeds that fell into the thorns are the ones who hear the word, but as they go on their way, they are choked by the worries, riches, and pleasures of life, so they do not mature. And the seeds in the good ground are the ones who hear the word with an honest and good heart, hold on to it tightly, and produce fruit as they patiently endure. No one lights a lamp and then hides it under a jar or puts it under a bed. Instead, he puts it on a stand so that those who enter may see the light. For nothing is hidden that will not be revealed, and nothing is secret that will not be made known and come to light. So listen carefully, because whoever has will be given more, and whoever does not have, even what he thinks he has will be taken away from him. Jesus' mother and brothers came to him, but they could not get near him because of the crowd. Someone told him, "Your mother and brothers are standing outside wanting to see you." But he answered them, "My mother and brothers are those who are hearing and doing the word of God." Psalm 69:19-36. You know my disgrace, my shame and my confusion. All my foes are in front of you. Disgrace has broken my heart and I am helpless. I waited for sympathy, but there was none. I waited for comforters, but I did not find any. Instead, they put bitter poison in my food. For my thirst, they gave me sour wine to drink. May the table set before them become a snare. May it be a trap for them and their allies. May their eyes be darkened so they cannot see. Make their legs always tremble. Pour out your wrath on them. Let the heat of your anger catch up with them. May their camp be desolate. May there be no one dwelling in their tents. For they pursue those you have disciplined, O God, and they talk about the pain of those you wound. Add guilt to their guilt. Do not let them enter into your righteousness. May they be erased from the book of life. May they not be listed among the righteous. But I am afflicted and in pain. O God, may salvation from you set me on high. I will praise God's name in song. I will proclaim his greatness with thanksgiving. For the Lord, this is better than an ox, than a bull that has horns and hooves. The poor will see and be glad. You who seek God, may your hearts live. For the Lord listens to the needy, and he does not despise the captives who belong to him. Let heaven and earth praise him, the seas and all that move in them. For God will save Zion. He will build the cities of Judah, and people will settle there and possess it. Then the descendants of his servants will inherit it, and those who love his name will dwell in it. Proverbs 12, 2 and 3. A good person will obtain favor from the Lord, but he will condemn a schemer. A person cannot be made secure by wickedness, but the roots of the righteous will never be uprooted. Okay, so in the book of Deuteronomy today, and by way of reminder, this is like Deuteronomy chronicles the three final discourses Moses spoke to the children of Israel. So this is like the last of his leadership. And he gave us something important because we're all looking for like what are the rules of the faith? And we read through this Mosaic law and go like, wow, that would be hard to live up to. What are we supposed to be doing? Like, what's the order of it? What's the recipe of it? Like, how does it work? How will we make it work? How will we know it's working? Moses just simply answers the question today. I mean, obviously Moses is pretty passionate about the rules. He's been laying them out and we've been reading them and they're pretty detailed. So it's not like that he doesn't like rules. He wants the people to remember the rules, but the rules have to boil down to something that's more than just like the guardrails of your behavior. What's happening here is like these rules are supposed to be in your heart. Like they're supposed to be the rules of your heart. In other words, this is your character. This is your identity. This is who you are. This is what you will and will not do because of who you are. So Moses like lays it out for us pretty simply. What is the Lord your God asking of you but to fear the Lord your God, to walk in all his ways, and to love him, and to serve the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul? Like it seems like it should be more complicated with all of the laws that we have read and all the rules that it seems to be involved in faith. But there are moments that it's like if you need all this detail, then here it is. Here are the details of how this should work. But if this is in your heart, you will already know this stuff. There are things you will and will not do because you are in covenant and that has shaped your identity. I also need to understand that like the rules, at least as they are being placed in the scripture, in the children of Israel's story here, they're the outer boundaries. Like, human beings seem to want to know what they can get away with, right? Like, where's the line so that I can be on the line? I won't go over the line, but I'll be there. Like, it's not like we'll be, like, way back from it. These, like, rules are the outer boundaries. Beyond that is destruction. So, like, this wasn't about being a cage. And this isn't about controlling anybody. It did what Moses said it had to do. It needed to remind the people of who they were and where they came from and who God is. And as Christians, this isn't dissimilar. We need to remember God's not interested in some kind of rule-based dominance. It's like not this kind of control freak. If you were a control freak, we wouldn't be able to make decisions. He's interested in a relationship which requires a choice. he wants to be known. And so, as we're just talking about with the Mosaic Law, if we actually do love the Lord our God with all our heart, mind, strength, then that's in our heart. Like, that's how our whole life, that's how everything about us is aimed. These rules become apparent and they have meaning. That's how relationships are formed. I mean, that's how we would understand our marriage relationships. There are things we shouldn't be participating in because we're in love and committed and we've made a promise and we're not willing to betray that promise. We have to feel this way about God first. Like, first, and everything flows from that. We will not betray God. And that is how obedience begins to take shape in our lives. Like, the rules aren't about how to dull down the human experience so that there is no fun. It's actually how to have life abundantly. And so we learn these things. We learn rules that should be in our hearts to guide us. But if we gotta have it in black and white, these are the outer boundaries. If you go past there, you're going to get destroyed. And if we do, and we get destroyed, well, we can't say we didn't know. And so, Father, we invite you into that. Lots of things for us. Principles, rules, concepts, theories, all kinds of stuff that we find and wrestle with in the scripture. And we're learning of you and your activity in the world. But what we're searching for is how to have this relationship. What does that look like? What is the shape of it? And all relationships have agreements or rules so that trust can be built and exist at all. Because if that's not there, there is no relationship. And so you're showing us how to build trust with you. And how it is that we might be trustworthy. Because we don't usually think of it in those terms. When it comes to you, are we even being trustworthy? We're demanding you to keep your promises. Like, that's, you have no wiggle room. You must keep your promises. You wrote them in your scriptures. So we're holding you to this line. Are we even trustworthy enough to be in a relationship with you at all? And maybe that explains why things aren't working. Come, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus, right now. Amen.
Intertwine, this is God's Life Speaker. I literally was looking over my journal and saw your name, and I thought, oh, I'd love to know what she's doing. And lo and behold, you call in and give us a praise report exactly a year later. I remember last March. Oh, I just remember being in agony with you, praying for you. And you taught many of us some really strong lessons. And the word intertwined has been something that I have used since I heard you say it a year ago. And what a praise report to hear how God had to get your attention, I guess. I don't know. Maybe that was your attention getter, the DUI. But he has used it for his glory. And your mouth is telling the testimony of it. That is awesome. Like, our God is awesome. Thank you for sharing that. Heavenly Father, thank you for the disciplines that you do allow in our lives. Thank you that when we choose to come nearer to the things that you are showing us about ourselves, and we begin to be trained by them, that the righteousness of peacefulness is the fruit that gets born. Lord, thank you that intertwine has two jobs she loved. She never lost her license. She was awarded an excellence award. And sometimes we don't see in the immediate because we're so surrounded by our circumstance. But regardless of the circumstance, you are a good God in them, good or bad. So Heavenly Father, thank you for intertwining. May you continue to launch her in your direction. May she be a witness for many. And we ask all this in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Hello, my DAB family. This is Jamie in New Jersey, standing on the Word of God. I humbly ask you to please pray with me. Dear Father in Heaven, thank you for the opportunity to care for others as you have cared for us. Grant us the gift of empathy, that we may understand the struggles of others and be a comforting presence in their lives. Help us to walk in their shoes, offering a listening ear and a compassionate heart. Guide us in acts of kindness, both big and small. Let us be a source of warmth and positivity to those we encounter daily. As we go about our day, may we find opportunities to make a difference in the lives of others, whether through a smile, a helping hand, or a kind word. Thank you for the opportunity to make our world a better place. We pray in Jesus' name, amen. And thank you for praying along with me, my brothers and sisters. I love each and every one of you. Have a good night.
Hi, Daily Audio Bible. This is Nancy calling from Medina, New York. It's March 26th, and I just wanted to ask for prayer for my daughter-in-law, Blair. She's due to have her third baby on March 15th. She woke up early yesterday morning, actually Sunday morning, and was having some issues and some pains and some back pains, and she ended up going to the hospital, and they gave her some fluids, but they did find out that she was starting to go into labor. So they gave her the shots that they would give to try and stop that, and then they sent her home, and she's got some pills that she's going to take for a couple of days that will continue that process. But if you can pray that all these things that they're doing will work and give her peace, and my son Travis peace about this whole situation. They are saved, and just pray for this whole situation, that the baby can stay in the womb longer and lungs develop, and that all will go well. Also, thank you for your prayers for my daughter Colette for her ear surgery that she had last week. She is doing well as far as recovery with the ear, but she is having some other issues that have happened. So if you can pray for my daughter Colette, we do go to see the doctor this week again. Okay, thanks so much for your prayers and the program, and we'll talk to you soon. Give me an update. Thanks so much. Love you. Bye.
Father, we thank you for our sister Susie in Colorado and her leadership in helping the 59 children with disabilities get relocated to Jamaica. Lord, we're so grateful for the provisions that you sent, and we're thankful for these kids being in a safe situation. We pray now just for those who are left behind, that you be with them, you'll keep them safe. Lord, we pray for provision for them as well, for not only safety, but removal from that country, if that's the best option. And we also just pray for your peace to just reign in that country, Lord, that you would go to work and you would radically change and transform that country. Lord, we thank you that you have a plan and that you're in control. And we look forward to the day when we can see Haiti restored. We pray this in Christ's name.